Yes, indeed. I am joined once again by Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Denny.
You had an interesting,
And please, it is very, very slippery out there. The side streets and even lots of the main streets are glare ice. And there were cars, there were so many cars I couldn't even get on my exit.
And we just heard on CCU News with Al that the Metro Transit has pulled all the buses.
Yep.
So if you don't think it's bad, they don't do that very often.
No. So if you live by a bus stop and you see somebody out there, let them know that there's no buses coming.
And I just we just received a text, Teresa, that roads are so bad, this texter's garbage collector that has pulled all their trucks.
I believe it.
So if you don't have to drive today.
Just stay home, because there's an extension website, extension.umn.edu. You could go and just immerse yourself in gardens and green stuff.
At least until it warms up to about 37
exactly.
today.
Exactly. Then you can go out and party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's serious business out there right now.
It is, because I've fallen on the ice, and you don't want to do that. I didn't fall today. I'm okay.
Good. And I urge our listeners, and you welcome calls, if we have any road reports of people that, who are stalled in traffic or seeing various accidents, whatever the case. Or if you have a lawn or garden question, same number applies to both phone calls and text, and that is 651-989-9226. Hey, this is our last show of 2019.
Oh, no.
not last show, but just of the year.
Of the year, a smart garden show, yeah.
Do you make a New Year's resolution?
I don't, because I break them.
I know.
But I thought of some that gardeners might want to do. So if I can read them
to you.
There's five with an extra thrown in just because. Okay. So New Year's resolution for 2020, because vision is 2020. So that's perfect.
Very good.
So everything's going to be perfect. So if you do these things, just think of this. Spend 5 minutes in your garden every single day, no matter what. That doesn't include weeding or deadheading or anything. Just go out there, wake up 5 minutes early, go out there with a cup of coffee, just sit there.
Look around
or just close your eyes and listen and breathe in. Just 5 minutes every single day. You'd be amazed at what you see out there. Plant a tree or 30 and always the right tree in the right spot. No more maples, please. No ashes. Let's get some native trees. Let's get some fruit trees.
And going back to the website, there's a lot of good ideas.
There's great ideas for trees.
Information about trees.
And the city has good ideas for trees in small spaces. And before you plant any trees, always look up, because you don't want to plant a tree under a high wire. Take a gardening class or a lecture on a topic that you don't know anything about in gardening. So if you're an organic gardener, learn about roses, like hybrid tea roses. If you've never planted a vegetable in your life, take a veggie garden class. If you're going to plant annuals, take out some of them and plant a perennial instead. And if you're going to plant perennials, plant a shrub instead. So buy the littlest shrubs you can and the littlest trees you can that make you happy, because they'll grow. They adjust better and they adjust faster. And so that little shrub that you plant, it'll look like a perennial for a year or two, and then it'll start giving some substance to your garden. In your containers, add herbs and edibles. So you can keep some of your flowers, but put some herbs and edibles.
Yeah.
And every time you walk by your herbs, fondle them, because they love their foliage to be fondled.
That's
the kind of plants they are.
No kidding.
Love that. Yes. So, and it releases all those essential oils. And then my final extra is stop doing one thing in your garden. Stop weeding. Stop extra fertilizing. Stop extra using pesticides. Just stop doing one thing that might not be necessary anymore. Okay.
We'll review these before you leave us today, too.
We have some good questions.
Yes, we do. Always. 651. By the way, there's a line open if you want to call in your question or send a text. Same thing, 651-989-9226. You can call in or text in right now. In fact, again, we welcome the road reports as well. Here's another one that just came in text-wise. 35W northbound at Elko New Market is a parking lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of those getting out there.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of it, and a lot of people are hearing sirens all over the place. So don't go out if you don't have to, again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but let's get back to the lawn and garden. Shall we do that? Let's get on the phones with Bo's calling from Golden Valley. Good morning.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I just moved recently.
Okay.
And I have like a new sort of blank slate.
Excellent.
In my garden.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in the whole yard. My problem is my yard faces north and west.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of sun. There's a lot of trees. I kind of fancied myself a gardener at my old place. We planted cherry trees and apple trees and all sorts of fun vegetables that came back every year. Everything I've tried to plant at the new place has failed miserably.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, where can I go for some inspiration on like what to plant? I'm kind of in an awkward lot. It's a peninsula. It's not really a corner or a square.
Okay.
And not good sun exposure, et cetera.
Okay,
I'm got some. What I can do for inspiration.
Got some ideas for you. So there's a book online you can get for free. You can download it for free. It's called The Best Plants for 30 Tough Sites. And one of those tough sites is gardening in dry shade. And that will give you a lot of ideas for perennials and some I don't know if there's any shrubs on there. Then look at a lot of our native shrubs, the viburnums, the serviceberries. They grow wonderfully in the shade. If you've got an oak tree, the hazelnuts grow great under oak trees. So you can consider that. Our arboretum has tons of beautiful shade gardens. Visit them and see what you like about them and what works. And then check into permaculture or forest gardening, and that will give you some ideas of how to garden under a shade tree or under a tree. And my favorite book for that might be I have Gaia's Garden by Toby Hemingway, and then Dan Halsey wrote an edible forest garden book too. He helped write that, and he's a local author. So those are my ideas. Good luck.
All right, very good. Thank you, Patrick. That voice was very familiar. He knows a little bit about gardening and a whole lot about wine and beer and stuff like that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So thank you for the call.
Oh, okay.
And Bo leaves that line open at 651-989-9226.
Oh, that was the Bo connection. Gotcha.
Send a text, same number, 651-989-9226. Here's a text. My wife wants to start a flower garden in an area that used to be a horse pasture. How is the best way to clean out all the weeds first?
You can do a few things. You can hand pull those weeds. You can use a weed killer. Always read the instructions, follow them carefully, or you can just use a deep mulch method where you basically bury all the weeds and then you plant between. You pull back the mulch and plant your little plants there, and the heavy mulch will stop a lot of those weeds from sprouting. So that's some ideas. And with a horse pasture, you're going to have a lot of weeds because their digestive system does not break up the weed seeds like a cow's would.
I know we're talking lawns and gardens, and I know we have to take a break, but we're getting a lot more text information about driving
weather.
Out there, or maybe not driving.
Not driving.
There's
stay
a text
home, people.
That's
stay home.
Talking about parked on the side of the road, like on 494 in this case, someone hit them. There are a lot of stories, text messages coming in about cars running into more cars, given these slick conditions out there. So
if you're parked, stay in your car, put your seatbelt on, and wait for help to come to you.
Pretty scary.
Do not get out of your car, because if you get hit, you don't have the car to protect you.
We'll talk more lawns and gardens, getting your phone calls in here. Yeah, if you have any kind of a lawn or garden question for Teresa Rooney, Master Gardener, call it in or text it in. We'll take this break. 651-989-9226. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Lawn and Garden Show. It's called Smart Garden. We're around here every Saturday in the 8 o'clock hour. Welcoming your lawn and garden questions. Teresa Rooney, Master Gardener, is helping us out today, helping you out. And I see we have a line open, 651-989-9226. If it's easier and safer,
send a
text. And that same number applies, 651-989-9226. We're doing a year-end show, and later on, I'd love you to repeat those New Year's resolutions for gardeners.
Not that I'm going to keep them, but they're ideas for other
they're suggestions.
People. They're suggestions.
All right. Let's see. Texter says, I forgot to cut my peonies back in the fall. Am I going to lose them?
No, you won't lose them. Just as soon as you can get out there this winter sometimes, just maybe cut them back a little bit. Or first thing in the spring before they come up, cut them back. The reason we want to cut back our irises and peonies especially is because a lot of insects and diseases can overwinter in their foliage, even though it's dead. And then that just causes damage next year. So I've done it too some years. This is like, oh, that's something I forgot. They survive, but we should try to clean those guys up.
I remember from a previous house, a neighbor, I know she loved the garden, and I transplanted some peonies for her, but it seemed to me I had to dig to China. They have a long root
system. They have a huge root system. They have a really deep, deep, heavy root system. And you are always going to break roots, and they hate to be transplanted. Those are the
These survive, by the way, probably because she was a good gardener.
Right, right. And they will survive. They just sometimes don't bloom for two or three years afterwards.
See.
They just really hate being transplanted. They would like you to plant them in the right spot and leave them there for 50 or 100 years. That's what they would prefer you do. Just
Amazing.
Leave me alone and I'll be beautiful. Yeah. So
We're talking lawns and gardens as we do, but we're welcoming phone calls and text messages that apply to the driving conditions. Mm-hmm. And again, if
or
you just join in, or lack of, indeed.
In case
you missed it, the Metro Transit has pulled the buses. So if you don't think that's bad enough, they have pulled the buses.
Often,
No, not at all. In fact, there was a texter, a CCO listener, that has texted us twice this morning. I think the first time must have been about 6:15 or so. Texted earlier, still on 694 in the same spot, now 90 minutes.
Wow.
No movement.
Wow.
Another one, 494 southbound at Minnetonka Boulevard, has been parked in the same spot for 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, because if something, you know, if there is an accident ahead of you, there's no place you can go. And I had to change which exit I took because the exit was blocked with traffic and accidents.
Yeah, it's nasty out there.
It's nasty.
So please don't. If you don't have to, don't even try walking.
No, really. The sidewalks are special, too,
651-989-9226. That'll get you a phone call, and we'll also get you a text message to Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. Tell you what, let's go back to the phones.
Okay.
George is calling from Hastings. George, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Hi, George.
Morning. Thanks. See, I got a job coming up this spring. For the second time, I've lost a tree due to a thunderstorm. They were just getting, both of them were maples, and they were getting around 20 feet tall. And I don't know, they appear to be weak. They broke the trunk. I'm looking for an idea for a new tree, and the ideal tree. It wouldn't be real dirty, a lot of as far as seeds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for like maybe 20 to 25 feet tall because it's close to a deck.
Okay.
And then something that the Asian beetles wouldn't eat.
Okay.
And I was at Gerton's. They gave me, and they were just putting stuff away in the fall, but one of the ideas I seen was a hawthorn tree.
Mm-hmm. A hawthorn tree would be really nice. That's a lower tree and very, very horizontal. Another tree that you might want to think about is one of the service berries. They make great small trees, 25 feet tall. That would be a wonderful tree. If it's full sun, those would work really well for you. With your maples, the thing with maples is a lot of times they plant themselves deep, or you plant them deep, and they get girdling roots. They're like a tomato plant. They have a lot of adventitious roots on their stems. So as soon as you have a bunch of soil up along the trunk of the tree, the roots come out, and then they circle back and strangle the plant. So when you get a wind, it's a real narrow area just under the surface, and it just breaks off. So your trees, you want to be able to see that root flare. You want to be able to see where that first root is coming out when you plant it. So even when you get it from the garden centers or wherever, find that first root, because sometimes they are just planted deep, even in the pots. I've seen them planted 5 inches deep in the pots, and that would just be, that's just the way they harvest them. They don't mean to do that, but that's what happens. So, yeah, service berry would work, hawthorn berry, or try one of the crab apples with persistent fruit, and that will give you fruit in the wintertime for the birds to come in and eat, and then when the seeds drop, they won't propagate all over the place.
All right, very good. Thank you, George. 651-989-9226. Again, that's the phone number. That's the text number. Make it easy. Here's a text that just came in, Teresa. A few years ago, cut iris down while still green, lacking blooms ever since. Any ideas?
Okay. Could be that they're getting crowded. You want to make sure that your irises have a lot of room. They need a lot of sunlight. Cutting them down when they were green probably didn't do this. It's just what happened afterwards. Make sure they're still getting a full sun. And then you may need to make sure that you divide them. And they are heavy feeders, so give them some compost or some fertilizer in the spring when they come up. But I would guess they're probably getting crowded or not enough sun.
Could be the reason. No reasons. Very good. We're going to have to take a break momentarily. We have another half hour of the show to go. We certainly welcome, because that's what the show is about, your lawn and garden questions.
We like questions.
Yes, we do. Good morning. Welcome back to our Smart Garden Show. We are here every Saturday in the 8 o'clock hour, welcoming your phone calls and text messages this morning for Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. And I see a line is open if you want to call and chat with Teresa or send her a text. Same number, 651-989-9226. Should we go back to the phones?
Let's
do that.
Mm-hmm.
Diane is calling from Minneapolis, I believe. Diane, you're on with Teresa.
Hi, Diane.
Thank you for taking my call. Say, mm-hmm. I'm calling just a comment for this gentleman who just called mm-hmm. with regard to his tree situation.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for a tree that doesn't get real big and mm-hmm. not messy.
Yep.
I was the same situation a few years back. Well, I discovered, this was through Gerton's, that I have now, it's called a firefall maple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it was a new tree developed by the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I said, I didn't want flowers. I don't want berries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want fruit. Mm-hmm. I don't want seeds. Well, I've had this tree now, and I didn't want a tree that's gigantic. I've had it now for 3 years. It's a beautiful tree
mm-hmm.
in the fall, but it's a clean tree. And I was told they tested this tree in Canada and all over,
okay.
and they've had huge success. So are
wonderful.
You familiar with the firefall maple?
I have not, actually, but I know there are a lot of different maple trees out there, and the university is always developing more, and that's good to hear.
Yeah, very
great.
Good. Thanks for the tip, Diane.
Thank you,
appreciate
yeah.
that. And Diane leaves that line open if you want to call in your question, 651-989-9226. Send a text. And we have some of those, too. And that's the same number, 651-989-9226. Texter says this, Teresa, I live in St. Paul and have noticed many trees that the city planted to replace the ashes have severely curved trunks. Will they straighten out eventually, do you think?
It depends on how curved they are and how old the trees are. If they started to get their hard bark, no. It just depends. I would guess probably not in those cases if the trunk is that deformed.
You know, we've talked in past shows this year about, it was a year ago roughly, that we had that crazy weather, the cold, the no snow, and
mm-hmm.
then this and that.
Yep.
And this.
Mm-hmm.
Was that about this time of year?
I thought it was more January-ish,
maybe,
February-ish.
Maybe you're right.
It was February because I know I hurt myself in February.
But it was because of that, like so many, like
right.
The
we had rain and everything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that we don't have the same situation.
Right.
We have enough snow. At least have
well,
enough snow.
It's going to all melt,
yeah.
except for if you're up in northern Minnesota
no,
or north
true.
Or the west. You're getting a lot of snow too.
That's true.
Yeah. So please stay safe out there.
All right, let's back to the phones. Julie's calling in from Bacchus. Julie, what is your question for Teresa?
Hi, Julie.
Hi, I had some questions. I have just moved up to the Bacchus area, and I like to garden.
Mm-hmm.
And my new garden is gorgeous, but I have issues, big issues with slugs. I've tried, putting a board down at night and then in the morning looking, and there's none there.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard they like beer,
mm-hmm.
like a little bit in a bottle put that in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other suggestions?
I do. First of all, make sure that you're seeing slugs, that it's not, that you're seeing the slimy trails, that it's
yes.
not damage from beetles or caterpillars, because we see a lot of that. And then make sure that you're not overwatering your plants, and that if you water, you water first thing in the morning so they dry off at night. I would continue to use the board and use that first thing in the spring and check it every morning, because that's where the slugs will go to hide when it starts to get warm out. There are products like Sluggo and Escargot, which are just went out of my brain. I want to say potassium. That's not right. They're a product that is not supposed to hurt other animals, but it does kill slugs. Those would really help for you. I think that. And if possible, if you have a mulch, pull it a little bit away from your plants that they're getting, but do add some maybe wood chip mulch in that area, because that will attract the beetles that do eat the slugs.
All right. Thank
Good
you,
luck.
Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the call. 651-989-9226. And we also appreciate any road reports. If you're out and about driving, mm-hmm. you're probably not driving. You're
right.
probably, you know.
You're sitting.
Sitting there.
You're
waiting.
You're looking at people next to you, and maybe you can roll down the windows and chit-chat with
well,
them.
I
don't get out of your cars.
But don't drive if you don't have to.
Don't that's, drive if
again.
You don't have
so
to.
So you can call it. I tell you what, let's do that. You don't mm-hmm. have to have a lawn or garden question.
Nope. We want you to be safe.
Yes. Call or text your location and what's going on where you are driving.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Be safe. Don't drive if you don't have to.
Don't drive if you don't have to. Stay home.
Yep. Yeah.
Check out the Extension website.
Yeah.
Read some gardening magazines.
What is that website?
Extension.umn.edu.
Very good. All right. Here's a text. Teresa, I says this now. I have a bleeding heart that has grown so big it needs to be split and moved. I love this plant and don't want to kill it. How should I proceed in the spring?
Wait till it finishes blooming, and then as soon as it finishes blooming, that's when you divide it and move it. Plant it in the same kind of a location and at the same depth and everything else, and it should be fine. Add some nice compost to the soil.
We always urge people, not today, to get to the arboretum.
Arboretum. Well, maybe they can go later if it gets nice.
If it
I don't think it's going to, though.
Well, if this precipitation ends,
yeah,
and all that's going to be in the form of rain,
right.
We mm-hmm. hope. Coming along a little bit later.
Yeah.
Do get there sometime.
Do get there sometimes. Bring
there's
your
stuff
families.
Year round it goes.
Yeah. There's
goes
wonderful things going on out there. They have galleries out there to look at. They have plants to look at. They have master gardeners usually on the weekend you can talk to and ask questions. They've got a lot of events going on. I know they have a holiday event for New Year's Eve. There's just so much going on. And then in the summer, there's so much to go out there and see. What does that hawthorn tree look like when it's full grown? Maybe you want to check that out before you actually get the hawthorn tree or before you get the firefall maple or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Back to the phones we go. We got a report here from Dan, who's calling in from Hopkins. Where exactly are you, Dan?
I'm on Shady Oak Road, driving north.
Shady Oak Road and what?
Shady Oak and Excelsior Boulevard. Sure. Excelsior mm-hmm. Boulevard is one big ice rink.
Yep.
I've never seen it in my whole life.
Like that, yeah. You made it up the hill? You made it up the hill to get to Excelsior on Shady Oak? That's a start. That's
no,
a pretty
no,
steep hill.
No, I went westbound on Excelsior.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
What's the traffic like, though? Is it stalled all over or what?
No, there's not many people on the road.
Oh,
and I don't know why there isn't any trucks out salting anything.
That's kind of puzzling. The trucks can't even get out. I didn't see any trucks either, and that was puzzling to me, but I thought maybe they were just on the freeways rather than on the side streets.
So if you're moving and drive and you can't stop, throw it in neutral.
Yeah. Approach those intersections with caution. Do not assume the other person can stop.
That's true, because they can't.
They can't.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dan.
That. Be safe.
Be safe.
If you have a lawn or garden question or if you have a road report, we welcome both, excuse me, this morning, 651-989-9226. Okay. The same number applies to the text, too, by the way. Is it too late or too early to cover roots with straw to prevent early ground thaw? Texter wants to know.
If you can get the straw down to the soil, you can still cover it. That's fine. If there's snow, you don't want to put the straw on top of the snow. If the snow starts to melt a lot, maybe there's only a quarter of an inch of snow, then you can go ahead and put the straw down. Just remember to take it off in the spring so that those plants can come out of dormancy.
I want to alert our texters that I'm getting a couple of texts here and there, Teresa. For some reason, during a break, I would like to respond to them, but
yes.
I'm unable to.
Okay.
For some reason, it's not allowing me. We had another question earlier that can listeners send pictures to this text number? No.
Not to this text number.
It doesn't work.
But you can go to the Extension website and look for the Ask a Master Gardener. You can send pictures there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For that. Very good. But no, I can't, and I apologize for that, but I can't respond to some texters.
Yeah.
Very nice comments. But thank you for those.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Again, 651-989-9226. Let's see. Where is one? Should we remove any apples still in the trees right now?
I would leave them for the squirrels and the birds.
All right.
You know, and in the spring when they fall, clean up anything that falls because you don't want to get insects and things like that, icky stuff down there.
We had a call about slugs a bit
mm-hmm.
ago,
mm-hmm.
and a texter says pine needles have worked great excuse me, to keep the slugs away. Have sprinkled them around hostas, et cetera, and no slugs.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Never heard that before.
I have heard that. I don't know, you know, how well it works. But if it works for you, that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Another driver says, I've now been in this spot since 6:45 this morning.
Bonding time with the car.
Don't drive if you don't have to.
Don't drive.
Or walk.
Don't, no, stay in the house.
How do I get, here's a text, it says, how do I get squirrels, good luck,
I can to, give leave you
my,
some.
to leave my gardens alone?
Okay, so it depends on what they're doing. When you first dig in the soil, it kind of just excites the squirrels because you're digging in their territory and they want to know what you're digging up or what you're planting. So if you can disguise the smell of freshly dug soil, that's great. Whether it's with maybe some herbs that you sprinkle over or you water in with a strong tea afterwards of maybe like rosemary or cinnamon or something that is very fragrant, or you cover the area with a mulch and that just simmers that smell down. That really helps. If they're bothering your fruits and vegetables, if they're taking your tulips, tulips taste delicious, and sometimes I've heard they like to take the red ones, and I don't know what they do with them. But yeah, so still they'll dig up the bulbs to eat, but they also eat the flowers. The flowers taste delicious. And if they're taking things like tomatoes and things, if you can always, as soon as you set out your plants in the spring and you start gardening, have a little pitcher of water, a little tray of water, and just always keep that fresh. Dump it every 1 or 2 days and always have fresh water for them. That's usually what they're looking for when we go kind of droughty in August when they start taking the tomatoes.
We are taking not only your lawn and garden questions, but road reports as well on this nasty Saturday in CCO land. Let's go back to the phones, I think. Well, we have another tip. This one from Bev in Minneapolis. Bev, you're on with Teresa.
Hi, Bev.
Oh, yes. This is for the lady and the slugs.
Mm-hmm.
I had them 1 year so bad, it was just unbelievable. And Larry Bachman told me how to get rid of them forever. You take a lid or something and make a round spot in the dirt so you can kind of submerge this lid.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll put beer in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find slugs just laying all over in the
yep,
morning.
Yep, they fall in and they drown. They like the smell of that fermentation, the yeast. You can also use little bits of rotting vegetables and things that will, you know, I mean, you don't want your dog drinking this and drinking slugs, but whatever. That will help. It will attract them. You want to also look at the plants that they're eating or that they're on. Lots of the hostas they won't touch because the hostas have crinkly leaves. They're blue with the wax coating. They have thick, leathery leaves. So where they're, maybe change what plants you're planting. Don't have those fragile little leaves for those little hostas that they like. So eggs can overwinter. You want to get them first thing in the spring because they can lay thousands of eggs. So you want to hit that population really early. You can also put copper around, copper metal. They will crawl over that, and that creates a interaction. It gives them electrical shock with their sliminess, and they don't like that. So you could put little copper collars around the plants you want to protect.
Interesting. Never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a break, however, and we'll be back. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO Smart Garden Show. Master Gardener Teresa Rooney is helping you out today by phone and by text. Same number, 651-989-9226. And we got to, before you leave us, mm-hmm. give us those New Year resolutions
okay.
for gardeners
mm-hmm.
as well. In the meantime, let's go back to the phones and then grab some text messages. Arlene's calling in from Mayor, I believe. Hi, Arlene.
Hi, Arlene.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, I got an amaryllis for Christmas, and it's in one of those glass vases.
Mm-hmm.
And the directions just say to give it a cup of water when you get home, and doesn't say anything after that.
Okay. Is it growing now?
Yes, and there's okay. two buds on it.
Okay, wonderful. And does the vase have water in it, or is it soil?
There's no soil in there.
There's just water?
Right.
Okay, so just keep the water level so that the roots are in the water. And that's all you have to do. Usually when you have amaryllis like that, it looks really cool, but by just having the water, it may not ever rebloom again. So as soon as it's done blooming, you can transplant it into a pot of soil and treat it as a houseplant. And you want to transplant it so that like half of the bulb is above the soil. So it has like 60 shoulders coming out of the soil. Otherwise, just enjoy it for the beautiful blooms. And when it dies down, you can send it to the compost bin. It's totally up to you. But, yeah, keep that water level where it is so the roots can always get to the water.
Call in your or text in your lawn and garden question or certainly your road report as well. 651-989-9226. Doing both today because of this nasty driving conditions and walking conditions, mm-hmm. for that matter. Here's a text, Teresa. 5 to 6 year old apple tree, no apples yet, did not lose its leaves yet. Another apple tree lost its leaves and had apples, but it's older. What mm-hmm. should we do with this younger tree with the leaves still on it?
With the leaves still on it, don't worry. They'll eventually come off. I've noticed my apricot didn't lose all of its leaves this year either. The fall was just kind of goofy. It didn't signal the plants, all the plants correctly. And depending upon the kind of apple it is, if it's a Honeycrisp, they mm-hmm. sometimes take 5 to 7 years before they set much fruit. And it depends on the rootstock that tree is on. If it's a dwarfing rootstock, it should be producing fruit in 3 to 5 years. If it's a semi-dwarf, it's going to take 5 to 7 years to produce fruit. And if it's on full-grown stock, it is going to take up to 10 years before it will be old enough to produce fruit. So you just want to make sure it stays healthy. That's all you've got to do. Don't worry about the leaves that are out there now, and just make sure it's in full sun.
Well, that many years, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Depends on the rootstock. It really, really tells
patience.
You when. Patience is a virtue. You know, think of it as like, you know, a 12-year-old. You wouldn't want your 12-year-old to have babies yet, so you don't want your fruit tree to have babies yet.
Not yet? Okay.
It's not old enough. It's not strong enough.
Very
it's not
good.
Mature enough.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
That's why you're the master gardener and I'm not. How can I best keep my herbs from drying out? Texter wants to know.
I'm assuming these are in the house. Again, keep them well watered. Add a pebble tray because our houses are so dry. When you start to see them start to dry off, use them. Make sure that you're clipping them back and using the fresh herbs.
Texter wants to know if buses are running. No.
Nope.
We had
no
that news
buses
story,
are running. No.
This past hour.
No.
That Metro Transit has pulled the buses mm-hmm. because of the driving conditions.
So if you're out there driving and you see somebody waiting at a bus stop, if you can safely pull over and let them know that, that would be nice. Or if you live by a bus stop
yeah.
and somebody's out there waiting for hours,
good
let
idea.
Them know Metro Transit's pulled it.
Bill and Henriette has a road report for us. Bill,
hey,
what's
Bill.
Going on where you are?
Hi, good morning. I'm heading home. From Minneapolis to Henriette this morning, and I'm on 35W just going through Lino Lakes area. I can't safely go more than 35 or 40. There, I've counted 7 cars in the ditch, and a truck is kind of half jackknifed on 35 North.
Oh my!
So it is really bad. The further north I go, the roads are getting worse.
Yeah,
and
worse. Be careful with that where 35 E and W come together. That little bridge up there is probably going to be a little slippery.
Yeah, it's still bad. It's
yeah.
still bad. Thank you, Bill. Be safe.
Thank you. Please be safe.
Appreciate
drive safely.
The call. All right. You know what? I don't want to run out of garden questions.
Nope.
That's why you're here.
I'm here to answer garden
Texter
questions.
Texter says this. I remember a native plant in our old neighborhood that was called false indigo.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I buy native plants like this for my new yard, and how do I prepare the soil?
Okay. Native plants don't need a really fantastic soil. They're okay with just your standard soil, and like you would plant any perennial. That is called Baptisia is the Latin name for that, or false indigo. Most of your garden centers are carrying native plants now, so look at the native plant areas in your gardens and your garden centers. Talk to them. Ask the people around, I have this kind of situation. It's shady, it's sunlight, it's wet, it's dry. Again, you can also look at the extension's website. That will give you a lot of ideas. And that book, The Best Plants for 30 Tough Site, has rain gardens. It has 3 pages of plants, and a lot of those are natives.
Where do you find that?
You can find that on the extension website, or I just Google Best Plants 30 Tough Sites, and the little book comes right up.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's readily available.
It's really easy to get. And you can download it for free. You can bookmark it.
Really?
Yep. You don't even have to pay for it. Mary Myers got a bunch of us master gardeners together years and years ago from Minnesota, and we all did it.
Excellent. Labor of love.
It was a labor of love,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, here's the text, Teresa. I found a package of hyacinth bulbs in my garage that I forgot to plant this fall. They seem to still be in good shape. Can I plant them in a pot and just have them for spring?
You can go ahead and plant them. What I'd probably do is pot them up. Maybe if you can, put them in the refrigerator with no apples in your refrigerator and let them have some cold time. And then in the spring, bring them out, set them on your front porch or your front walk, and then let them grow.
Okay. Here's another text. I think we can get them all in before we leave today. Pear trees are interesting to me, texter says, and I'm considering planting one in our yard. What variety is good for our area, and what other factors do I need to consider?
You need two pear trees, and I would go to the Extension website, and they have some really great ideas about pear trees, or just Google pear tree, U-M-N, and it'll bring you right there.
You don't need a partridge, though.
You don't need a partridge, but you know, if you get one, it's really cool. And quick, take a picture of that.
Right.
My mom used to get partridge up north all the time. She didn't have pear trees, though.
I couldn't.
That was a good one. I was thinking of that, too.
All right. I have 60 Honeycrisp apple trees, Texas says. Very few apples this year. When should I trim them, and what else can I do to help better production in 2020?
Okay. So you want to trim them January, February, March, before they start coming out of dormancy. So that's very early March, late January. Make sure that they're very open. You want to be able to, if you can imagine a cat walking on the branches, so you want a cat to be able to walk on the branch. You don't have to actually do this. You want to just clean it up. No crossing limbs, no dead wood. Cut all of those out. And you also want to think of the scaffolding. So like you could throw the football through the tree and it would be okay. That means light's getting to everything. Just maybe even top dress with some compost in the spring if you want.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes to go in the show, and I promised for those that maybe missed the first part, you have some New Year's resolutions.
I have some New Year's resolution suggestions.
For gardeners.
For gardeners. Spend 5 minutes every day in your garden. Not weeding, not deadheading, just enjoy your garden. Whether you just sit there with your eyes shut and listen and smell your garden, or you watch your garden, just spend 5 minutes in it. Plant a tree or more than one. Take a gardening class or a lecture on something you know nothing about gardening. Something that will just open your mind and you'll say, yep, I never want to do that, or that sounds really interesting. If you're going to plant annuals, consider perennials instead. If you're going to plant perennials, consider planting a shrub instead. So go up one size, I like to think of it. And in your containers, add some edibles and some herbs. And every time you walk by those herbs, fondle their foliage because they love you to play with them. And stop doing one thing in your garden that is extra work for you. You can maybe stop watering a lot, fertilizing a lot, maybe not rake as much in the fall. Just relax and enjoy your garden.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Teresa.
Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to everyone out there. You guys have great questions. Keep them coming.
And we'll do this again in the brand new year.
We will do this in the new year.
All right. Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks,
be safe,
Danny.
Out there now.
I will be safe, and Happy New Year to you and everyone.
Thanks very much. Teresa Rooney, Master Gardener, here on News Talk 830 WCCO.